Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch podcast. I, of course, am G Money here on a lovely Tuesday evening with some great friends and a couple of idiots. Welcome all. Welcome to another show right here on the NerdWatch, right here on Facebook Live. I hope you guys are having a really, really good evening. If you can imagine, we're actually starting a tiny bit early, if you can even remotely, you know, even fathom that. We're starting early. We're testing out some new... We're testing out some new live video stuff as well, so I hope you guys liked it. We have like a little countdown intro now, it looks like, so we can do that every week when we're coming on and stuff like that, so that's going to be super cool. So anyway, man, another day.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Here at the NerdWatch podcast, and yes, boys and girls, let's start with the introduction, shall we?
Yeah, because we got to get
going. Yeah, we got to get going. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, to my left... He is the cinema scholar. Put on your headphones. What are you doing?
It's too loud.
No, then I can turn it down.
I don't like these.
There you go. Yeah, you're going to have to get used to them because you have to hear yourself talk.
I don't have to.
They make my ears sweat.
Okay. Exactly. He is the cinema scholar. He is also known as the Cinnamon Scallop. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, he too went to see Hellboy this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the man they call Aaron.
Crickets.
is that a tennis?
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Anyway, I hope everybody can hear me fine. I hope that's good too. I hope the audio is good. Anyway, moving on.
I can't hear you.
Can't hear me anything?
Yeah, I'm talking for you.
Also, joining us this evening, she is the Madame Wall Raven. She is the tattoo artist extraordinaire. She has been tattooing butts and bodies all over Maui Nei, ladies and gentlemen. Please give it up for the wonderful, the lovely. She is the franchise. It's Francine. She's in the house tonight.
I don't think my mic is on.
It is on.
I don't know.
You hear?
I can't. About to put it right here.
There you go. Get it closer.
Hi.
There you go. Beautiful.
Thank you. You're also, beautiful too.
I know. Also joining us this evening, he is the gaming guru. He is the man who is the guy. Who is the dude, who's
really
the
loud.
Man who has been walking about Maui Town as if it was a part-time job. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the man they call Format.
Am I supposed to look at that thing?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow, what is that?
It's a camera.
It's a camera.
Oh, here. Let me do something here. So, now say hi to the people. Now you can say hi to the people.
Hey,
there you go.
Everybody.
There you go. Also, joining us this evening... He is, who is he? He's the comic book artist extraordinaire. He is the man responsible for Disco Thunder Groovebone. He is responsible for the Kukui Project.
He sold some comics.
And he actually sold some comics today. Don't know how, because he's his own worst salesman. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Crickets. For the one and only.
You're going to do Crickets?
Todd Bernardi.
Oh,
that's
guys.
That's the worst joke ever.
That's actually very.
That's a wheel.
It's very calming.
Yeah, is it calming? I like it too. It's very calming.
I feel like I'm down by the creek.
Yeah,
Todd Bernardi.
Down by the crick. Yeah,
the
yeah.
G Willikers. And our host, G Willikers.
G Willikers.
Why didn't you do that intro, man? I'm disappointed in you.
Also joining us this evening, he is.
He is.
The chairman. Of the comic book board.
Why does it sound
he
like
is the
was?
Godfather of comic books. It's called a pregnant pause. He is the sinister minister of Maui Comic Con. Oh, no. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is also very freaky.
No, I'm not.
Incredibly
normal.
Leaky.
Normal person.
And gosh darn it, he is quite
don't
geeky.
Have any leaks.
Ladies and gentlemen,
geeky,
please
yeah.
put your hands together for the man. They call Alika.
What the heck?
Yes.
I'll Alika's find a- you.
Oh. Sorry. What is it? Sorry, there
I
it
gotta
is.
I got to line up like some psycho stuff to say before you do that.
Okay.
Because I love that sound effect.
I knew you did. That's
that
why I'm keeping it.
That is my sound effect.
Yes. Anyway.
I got to threaten someone's life every time you do that.
Well.
Just give them flowers.
It has been quite the weekend here.
Look at the flowers.
In... in Maui. We had a couple of interesting movies come out this weekend. One in particular, of course, a comic book film. Oh, thanks for shaking the camera. It's good.
Archie? Oh,
it's good. It's all good.
Was it an Archie comic?
Yeah, it's
they need to do that.
How do we put this? It's something that a
good friend
of ours
worked on.
They
actually rewrote the Bazooka Joe comic and released it as Zero Dark Thirty. A lot of people don't know that.
That's pretty awesome. I like it. I like it a lot. Also, ladies and gentlemen, you know, before we get into all this Hellboy talk and controversy, it is time to check in with the freakiest and leakiest.
I just yelled at Gannon.
And then he is the doggone geekiest.
Is that why Gannon's not here?
No, that's not it. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it is a new Comic Book Wednesday every single Wednesday right here.
Punched him in his Hellboy-hating face.
Maui Comics and Collectibles. Good Lord.
Go ahead, say something.
He was right about everything. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
He's not wrong.
Thank you. He's not wrong.
I'm seeing it from the other side now.
That's right. And so, ladies and gentlemen, before we get into anything else, let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
Oh, Daddy Leaks, put your comic book list in my belly button.
That was really good.
That was good. That was good.
That was good.
All right.
That was like a Ren and Stimpy line.
That was. That was excellent.
That's the other person. It's Natasha Badenoff mixed with Ren Howick. That's what that voice is.
Got it.
I was trying to figure it out. That's good.
Oh, Daddy Leaks, Hellboy was the Citizen Kane of movie.
Thank you, sexy
Kane
computer.
Of movie?
Yeah.
Of a movie.
She's not human. Give her a break. She's trying.
She should know better.
She's going to replace us within a century.
She will.
I'm sure she will.
Age of X-Man, Amazing Nightcrawler, number 3 of 5.
Oh, nice.
Age of X-Man, Next Gen, number 3 of 5.
Sick.
Amazing Spider-Man, number 19.hu. Not sure what that's supposed to mean, but thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing Spider-Man, issue 252, facsimile edition. That's, of course, a reprint of the first appearance in regular continuity of Spider-Man in the black suit.
Oh.
After Secret Wars 8, of course. A lot of people are excited for that one.
That was when Spider-Man was a black guy.
No, that's not. No. That's not, much more recent.
I thought Spider-Man is a black guy.
Now he is.
Oh, my God.
Thanks.
American Carnage, number 6. Angel, number 0.
What?
There's a lot of Buffy and Angel comics. You would be surprised.
What the what?
There's a lot of Buffy and Angel fans.
That's also very true. Aquaman, number 47. Avengers, No Road Home, number 10 of 10. Finally, ending.
Wow. Jeez, about friggin' time.
Batman, number 69.
Woo-woo. Ooh.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo.
Wonder Woman 69 is coming out soon, and hey. I can't wait for that.
Hey, knock it off, you.
It's, you know what 69 is?
No, it's a number.
No,
damn
it's a number. Stop it.
I do.
Stop it.
No, you don't.
Oh, Aaron.
Damage, number 16. Daredevil, number 4.
Sound right here.
Electric Warriors, number 6 of 6. The end of that series on DC.
Electric
Farmhand, number
Warriors.
7. The Rob Guillory series.
Did you not do that?
The artist behind Chew, which is a great series in its own. Gideon Falls, number 12.
How chewy is it?
It's chewy, baby.
Oh, good.
Especially when you get an earlobe.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, don't pay attention to the show or anything.
But, okay, that's your art, Todd. But that's G. Willikers' art right
that's
there.
That's right.
This is not... I don't think what G. Willikers...
I think if you were a horror character or a psycho killer, please rename yourself G. Willikers.
It's a good one.
That's like a good answer to Jeepers Creepers.
That is a good one.
I'm going to draw you as G. Willikers right now.
Yes!
Wow. Very good, Todd.
Make sure you show him cutting off children's fingers and replacing them with lollipops.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Do me a favor, Alika. Can you do me a favor and say that one more time? Make sure to what?
Draw a picture of him chopping off children's fingers and replacing them with lollipops.
Good.
I didn't really leave much of the imagination.
Yeah,
there,
no,
though.
You didn't. That was good. I like
we
it.
All imagined it.
I like it.
Guardians of the Galaxy number 4. Justice League number 22, Kick-Ass number 13, Little Bird number 2 of 5.
It's a little
post-apocalypse book from Image. Miles Morales Spider-Man number 5.
Back when Spider-Man was black.
That's actually
what are you talking about?
It's still currently, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Naomi number 4. That's actually a big
still
book.
When Spider-Man was black.
Nightwing, number 59.
Good back old, when Robin was black.
Good old Dick Grayson. You're
stop
all,
it.
You're thinking of Thomas.
Stop.
You're thinking of Duke Thomas, which I do believe he's a Robin. A lot of people don't agree with me, but whatever.
Is that Duke Tommy Salami?
That's somebody else. Pearl, number 8.
Surrounded by a bunch of adolescent children.
Shuri, Shuri, number 7. Spider-Man, City at War, number 2 of 6.
He was related to Richard Pony.
Star Wars, TIE Fighter, number 1 of 5.
Star Wars.
Star Wars, Age of the Rebellion Special, number 1.
Star
Those comics
Wars.
Have been incredible, by the way. They've been very fun.
Nothing
good,
but
fun reads.
Star Wars.
That's right. Uncanny X-Men, number 16. War of the Realms, number 2 of 6. War of the Realms Punisher, number 1 of 3. War of the Realms War Scrolls, number 1 of 3. West Coast Avengers, number 10.
War of the Realms War.
Yeah.
West Coast Avengers.
War something. Wolverine Infinity Watch, number 3 of 5. And that is your comic book list. Oh, wait. Xena Warrior Princess, number 1.
Xena.
What?
That's right. And that is your comic book list.
Francine, say hi to everybody in the camera. They want to say hi to you. They got a up-close shot of you. There you go.
Oh, right now?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. What? Jeez.
Very appropriate.
Wow, super appropriate. Anyway, that is your comic book list, ladies and gentlemen, right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. You can check them out for brand new comics every single Wednesday. It's New Comic Book Wednesday right here in the
That's
heart
true.
Of Kahului Town. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles. Well, it has been quite the week, ladies and gentlemen, because... unbeknownst to most of you, unbeknownst to all of you, most
Let's
of you.
Let's talk about Avenger spoilers.
We're gonna get to Hellboy soon.
They
but
wrote
I do,
a letter and everything.
I do want to say that Avengers spoilers have very much so leaked online.
Show of hands, who read through the spoilers?
I didn't read through anything. I'm not.
I know.
Nope.
I know all about it.
Nope.
And
not
the
doing
movie,
it.
The
I never learned how to read.
It's true.
It's the Citizen Kane of Avengers movies.
It is.
Nice.
If Citizen
so
Kane.
I'm not going to want to see it? Sweet.
Hawkeye is Rosebud.
Wow.
It's actually Ronan.
So, okay. Let's. Everyone knows
Rosebud's
that.
From Citizen Kane.
Everyone knows that Avengers was going to. The movie was going to get, or some parts of it were going to get leaked. Not that I want to spoil anything, but was there anything surprising in any of the leaks that you guys saw? Because I did not see anything.
No, I knew it was going to be complete garbage.
You're such an idiot.
Such a troll.
It was so easy.
God, can we get rid of this toxic fandom? I just want to, just slice that portion of the...
Well, listen, the Avengers was a big thing,
like
of course. But speaking of Disney, of course, there's a couple of...
They own everything.
They do. There's a couple of other big announcements. Number one...
They own the Nerd Watch.
I don't want... They do.
She is a Disney princess.
I am. They paid me $1.7 billion for the name. And yes,
they
I
They crap $1.7 billion for
you're gonna,
Christmas.
Are you
going to
draw
they don't
Princess
care.
G. Willikers?
Princess G. Willikers.
Well, no, it's interesting because not only did Avengers get leaked for Endgame, also Disney, I think, I don't know if it counteracted it, but
They
Disney,
wrote a letter.
Disney, yes, they did.
Threatening to sue everybody in the world.
That's right, they did. And they can do it too.
Yeah.
They're the only
that
ones
that can basically do it. A global cease and desist. They just worded it very nicely.
That's right.
They're like, you spoil this and we will kill
it's
you.
It's like Bob
and
Iger's
your
like,
family.
Hey.
The Disney way.
He's like, knock it off. Oh, man. But what's interesting is that not only did Disney get, they had to deal with the damage control for the leaked Endgame footage, but they also announced Disney Plus coming in November.
Oh, that looks so good.
And they are competitively pricing
Goodbye,
it
Netflix.
At $6.99.
Hello, Disney Plus.
So not only
that's less than half of what Netflix costs.
That means that everything from the Disney library to the Fox library will be available.
You mean Aliens? You mean Predators? You mean the entire Star Wars catalog?
Simpsons.
You mean new Star Wars
nine.
Content?
Did
you mean
you say
all
predators?
Kinds of cartoons?
Predators.
That's, oh, yeah, Predators,
yeah, that's
is a
right.
bad one.
That's
so.
the good one of the series. You know, the one with Adrian Brody.
You mean the Adrian Brody Predators?
Yeah, you know, everybody loves that one. That's
you
everyone's
mean the entire
favorite.
Adrian Brody catalog?
That's everybody's favorite.
That's the last night of Predator movies.
That
right?
is. It's fantastic.
Is it To Catch a Predators?
Ooh, that's up your alley.
They should make a movie of that.
I wish.
That sounds.
Why don't you have a cookie? Why don't you sit down?
To Catch a Predator sounds like the kind of show where a Princess G. Willikers would start.
That's true. That's true. Not only
why,
did they...
Why you got flowers? Why, what's with the alcohol?
What's with the six-pack of hard cider?
Why don't you... Hey, where are you going? Just sit down. Come on,
nice.
Just sit down.
Not only did Disney...
have a bottle of Hypnotic.
Show us the price and, of course, the features of their Netflix killer, they also showed us...
Netflix.
One of the new series that will be making it onto Disney Plus,
The
Mandalorian. They showed footage of The Mandalorian,
Game of Thrones, in the Star Wars universe.
That's what it seems like as well. So,
speaking of which, please tell me we're getting to Game of Thrones eventually.
I don't want to know.
Does anybody else watch?
I don't watch Game of Thrones, bro.
I don't know if you've seen the memes, but no.
Oh, you guys are those guys, huh?
Game of Thrones is garbage. I hate Game of Thrones.
And then I
stupid.
You got the Game of Thrones Oreos.
They're dumb.
And I binge watched the whole season.
How far are you?
What is Game of Thrones?
Can I open this?
So, does anyone know
Game
what
Game of
that
Thrones is?
Is
where apparently you bang a near relative.
And then you push children out of a window.
Yeah, and then if a child catches you, you try to kill them.
Well, no, we'll talk about Game of Thrones here shortly. Of course, the premiere was this past
But then they
Sunday.
Come back with psychic powers, mm-hmm. and you make eye contact, and it's really messed up.
I was going to save that, Todd, as a collector's item, but...
spoilers. Jamie
but
Lannister
F it,
and
Todd.
Bran Stark
F
make
it.
Eye contact.
Hey, do you want this Lannister cookie?
No, I'm good, man. I'm good. Anyway,
it tastes like incense.
Did you guys...
That's Jesus. Like Game of Thrones promise.
Let's get back on to the point. Before we get into Game of Thrones, did everybody...
Does it taste like frosting?
What else would it taste like?
Did everybody frosted, get a chance to see the footage of the Mandalorian?
Yes.
It's good. It actually looked pretty fun.
It did look good.
It looked really good. So
costumes
I'm,
are great.
I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's going to have to premiere on Disney Plus in order to lure people away from Netflix. So we're going to have
and
to see how...
we saw Droid IG-88. Mm-hmm. Is that...
IG-88, we did. By the way, not
I
only...
I love how droids are famous. I love how Star Wars has made us look like total a-holes by mm-hmm. making us fans of droids and pronouncing like number sequences, alphanumeric
that's
names.
That's true.
By like, the hey, R2-D2 is like a good friend of mine. I love C-3PO.
You know, and I love that IG-88 guy. By the way, speaking of that, we also, Disney was dropping bombs this week because they also showed us
the
teaser trailer.
They just got the last Infinity Stone,
that's
bro.
Right. They did. They showed the teaser trailer for Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. So suffice it to say,
The Rise of Rey Skywalker.
I was not impressed, but if you guys were, that's wonderful. Not impressed by that at all. She can jump. She can jump.
While doing a flip.
She's doing a flip.
And wielding
Jedi's.
And wielding Luke Skywalker's reassembled lightsaber. I don't know if you noticed that.
I thought...
There, Hawkeye. Hawkeye Pierce.
I always thought...
Because you got such a keen eye.
If white men can't jump, white girls can't jump, right?
This is space. She's not white in space.
That's right. She's not white in space. Well,
just like the Asians aren't from Space Asia in space. That's just a joke I say.
Spacia?
Spacia.
I know her.
That sounds like Propecia. It sounds like a,
yeah,
like a skin
it
problem.
It does.
They're space oriental.
Okay, asking all of you guys in no particular order. In no particular order, what did you guys think of the Episode 9 teaser?
I liked it.
I think it's going to give rise to a whole religion of Skywalkers.
Oh my gosh! If
that's
is
the
true,
prevailing
it's
theory,
I can't wait for
that. Would explain why Donnie Yen can smell kyber crystals.
I can't wait for white saviors with laser swords to
well,
teach us how to.
We
be
all know Mark Hamill's coming back from the dead.
All hail the Skywalkers! Death to the Jedi!
You guys noticed that was Luke Skywalker doing the Joker laugh at the end of the trailer.
That was excellent.
That was the Emperor.
That was no, it wasn't.
That was Darth Plagueis.
That was
the Emperor.
That was the Joker.
That was the Emperor. Dude.
No, dude. No, you're wrong.
They just bought DC. That's how Marvel's gonna. That's how Disney's announcing it.
You're wrong, dude.
That was the Emperor.
No.
That was the Emperor.
That's totally John.
We James. All know it was the Emperor, Todd. Why are you getting upset?
I know. Why are you getting all freaking bent out of shape, bro?
You're saying joke answers.
I'm going to eat this right in the mic.
I have to tell you something. I was not impressed. I am the
That's
Carrie Fisher Princess Leia stuff didn't move me, and I thought I'd be moved, but I wasn't.
She's dead, yo.
Yeah, she is. She is dead.
You only saw the back of her head, and that was just a body double.
Mm-hmm. No, don't say that.
Yeah.
And now there's never going to be a moment between Solo and Luke. I'm out. I'm out. I'm really out. I can't even believe I'm saying that, but I'm out. But
I can believe you're out.
I have to say this.
Well, now that
I can't
Luke
believe
is
it took
a Force
you so
ghost
long to say that you're out of the closet.
Luke is not a Force ghost because he technically didn't die in Last Jedi. If we think about it.
Oh, so he's going to reappear at the beginning of Episode 9. He's going to be like, "Sorry,
hey, I'm here.
I just meant to disappear for a minute to show you my new Jedi disappearing power." Sorry.
Rey, you're not ready. You are not the Last Jedi.
And then he's like, "This is just the Matrix. This is another thing the Matrix did to
us." That's right. That's right.
Welcome to Matrix 4.
Welcome.
Star Wars 9.
To the Matrix. I tell you what. I
guarantee you one guy's ears start bleeding in that theater.
It's going to be me.
I will say there was another trailer that came out that was probably more impressive.
Even
to me,
more
at
awesome?
Least.
More awesomer?
When it comes to Star Wars, Respawn Entertainment released a trailer for Jedi Fallen Order, which, to me, it's all cool. Cinematic, but daggummit, does that
it.
Look super cool.
I'm
very
excited.
I'm excited
about all the video game announcements, though.
And I love the fact that EA had to preface that with no loot boxes, no microtransactions,
and no paying to level up or whatever. I was like, you have to
Did you have
that?
To preface that with the,
Nowadays.
Apparently so.
Did you see the meme that with the higher ground meme?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, EA.
EA.
So you have purchased the higher ground.
Stupid. But I will say this. If Respawn Entertainment's track record stays the way it is or what it has been, this should be a good game. They're responsible for Titanfall 2. They are the creators of the Call of Duty phenomenon that happened about 15 years ago that is actually still in play. So I am super excited about Jedi Fallen Order. I hope they have.
Choose
I've heard.
Wisely.
Is there any River Run cookies in
no,
here?
No, there is not.
Those guys are pussies.
You can't say that.
You can't say that. What the hell's
you
wrong?
You can if it's River Run.
That's true. That's true. But I will say this: they say that the game is supposed
because
to be. Hey, you be
wet.
Quiet.
Let Littlefinger lead them.
Let me finish.
These guys are hopeless.
Let me finish. Anyway, they said
who
that
run as Bannerman.
They said Jedi Fallen Order is going to be very much a not a hack and slasher. It's going to take a little more skill to play that game. Apparently, some even say that it's got a Dark Souls feel, which I hope is not the case because that's super hard. I'm too old for that crap, to be honest with you. So I'm very excited for it, and I hope we get gameplay footage soon from Respawn. This is their last best hope because they got rid of the two games that were coming before this, two Star Wars games they canceled. So Jedi Fallen Order is it. So we shall see. Speaking of games, apparently I don't know if it's a rumor or not, but I was reading that apparently they are bringing Star Wars: The Old Republic to a series. Well.
No, confirmed.
It's going to be a movie.
Is that confirmed?
It's confirmed.
It's going to be a movie?
Yeah.
Star Wars The Old Republic, should, in my opinion, be a series. That's a great...
Knights of the Old Republic. It's probably going to be a new trilogy.
The Knights of the Old Republic should be a...
If Knights of the Old Republic comes out, it's going to be everything that every Star Wars fan, especially the people who love the Sith, it's going to have...
I could have swore we said that about Episode 7.
I can tell you're kind of a Sith lover, aren't you? You love
secretly. I love the Sith.
You love those River Run Siths.
they have cooler characters.
Oh, do they? Nice. Very excited to see Star Wars: Knights of the Old Republic coming to the screen. I'm very excited for that. The game was so dang good. The second game was really dang good. So I'm very doggone excited, as they say. So super cool. But anyway, there was a movie that happened this weekend. And boy, was it a controversial one.
It's not controversial.
No, it was. Amongst this group, it was.
Why? Because I like
everybody takes it so dang personal. But anyway, here's the thing. We all went to see.
You're like, you have to be dumb to like it. I was like, I liked it.
You have to be dumb to like it. Anyway,
I didn't say that. And
that's the way you make it sound, Todd, with your big words.
with your stupid
analysis.
Big
what does
words?
That even mean?
Okay.
It's pronounced anal. No, I'm just kidding.
Stupid idiot.
Anal assist.
An
anal assist? Anal
assist. Anal assist.
What is that, like a pump or something?
Maybe. How much you paying? Cash up front.
Most of us here got a chance to see Hellboy, the all-new Hellboy.
Nobody had fun in that theater.
David Harbour. And, of course, Ian.
You guys all sound like somebody took a crap in your mouth after
Ian
that thing
McShane.
Happened.
Might as well go around the table and, kind of find out, get everybody's gauge.
Let's start with Alika first he's going to just interrupt everybody.
I didn't like that. I didn't like the editing. The editing was bad. Storytelling was dumb.
You're such an idiot.
Mila Jovovich is not a good actress. She's the blood queen. And I was mad the whole time. And even when Lobster Johnson showed up, I was mad. That's my review. 9%.
You're such a sucker. You're such a sucker because that is not anything remotely.
Okay, let's hear your reviews.
All right. Well,
let's start with Alika.
Yeah, let's start with all. Let's start.
Why are you gonna start with me, man?
The only reason why I'm gonna start with you because
you're gonna have a good review, and then everybody's gonna crap
right,
on the movie.
So let's start with the positive.
I want to hear your review. So
you're gonna
be like,
oh yeah, Alika liked that part. Well, that's exactly why it's crap.
Because I. So I can interrupt you and be like, oh yeah, Alika, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, Alika.
You guys have no respect.
Oh yeah, Alika.
Is that your impression of Alika?
That's the way you talk.
That's really offensive.
Holy crap.
I didn't know you were a deaf.
I didn't know you could talk
2%.
Like that, bro.
2%.
On my mom's side.
So, Alika, because since you're going to give since we obviously know you're going to give a glowing review, what did you think of it?
I loved it.
You loved it?
It was fun.
Do you like it?
Nothing I'm going to say is going to change any of your guys' minds. Y'all hated it.
Alika's review changed
Somebody
my mind.
Pissed in your damn Cheerios.
Alika's review has totally
okay,
changed my mind.
More importantly,
I'm so glad.
Even the part,
what did you like about it?
That made you groan, like when somebody shoots at him when he's in the police trailer or whatever, and he's like, whoa, I'm on your side. Even the way that was in the movie was actually well-timed and entertaining. I think David Harbour did a great job. I think everybody did a great job as their characters. They had a lot of high-caliber actors and actresses.
Performing wonderful material.
Look, the thing is, when a movie, when you do a giant studio production and it's a character that Mike Mignola doesn't own the rights to, Dark Horse Comics owns the rights, and of course, the production studio has a large stake in it, so obviously, it's a movie by committee, but Mignola had a role in it. He was able to comment on things and pass it back and forth, and people asked him for his input, which is how a comic book movie should be. I mean, people don't realize that, he does own Hellboy. He owns the Hellboy comics and character. He doesn't own the movie rights, so this movie has to be this way just because of the nature of how the rights get passed around. It's just, copyright law in America makes total sense because,
you own it.
Yeah.
It's copyright.
Why should anything be free to anybody?
Of course not. It's not
how
public
domain.
How are
you
going to
keep your boot on their neck forever?
So what else did you like about it, sir?
It was just fun.
Johnson.
I mean, not to spoil anything for anybody because I am glad that didn't get spoiled for me, but when they did a flashback to the Hellboy origin and they popped Lobster Johnson in there, I was like, Todd was sitting next to me in the theater. He saw how fun
both,
the theater.
We both were like, Lobster
yeah,
Johnson.
All of the two people and me and probably Gannon that knew who that was, everyone else was like, oh.
And just to give people, because it's not just a character and he's not just a fan favorite, but Mike Mignola didn't think Hellboy was going to last very long. And he didn't really even want him to. He didn't care. He's a comic creator. He just wanted to create things.
Not after this travesty.
And so, actually, Lobster Johnson was one of the characters in the Mignolaverse that he was going to kind of pass the saga on to and forget about Hellboy for a while when he had to. And he didn't really envision Hellboy becoming this giant phenomenon that's just like this, blockbuster, an independent comic creation created you know, 25 years ago, maybe a little more than that, and it spawned three blockbuster movies. This one's not, it's a bomb, I guess, but it's a big movie. You know, they put millions of dollars into this, and that's a big deal for an independent comic creation that's still owned by its creator.
Yeah.
And people don't understand what a big deal that is, because movies, properties, creations don't get this big with the creator still owning them. Maybe that's a symptom of the creator not, you know, knowing how to market and not letting the right people take advantage of them.
Oh.
But it's like a give and take, because once the creator lets go of control, then the things that the real fans love about it, you know, kind of become compromised.
Hey, listen, the NerdWatch hotline is being called. Let's pick it up, shall we? NerdWatch, hello.
Yeah, hi. This is Terry Hunter.
Oh, this is Terry. How you doing, Terry?
Hey, I'm good. Is this Greg?
Yes, it is.
G. Willikers.
Fantastic. Well, I wanted to tell you that I think you're right about everything, and that's all I have to say. Okay, bye.
Okay, thanks, bye.
No wonder why you're answering.
All right, now who really is this?
This is Professor Barry.
Professor Barry, ladies and gentlemen.
Barry.
Yes, Professor Barry.
Hey, everybody.
Professor Barry, thank you so much for calling the hotline. Thank you for joining us on this lovely evening.
Yeah, thanks for showing up.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
We're good for a call-in, though.
We're good for a call-in. So, Professor Barry, did you have the displeasure of watching the Hellboy movie this weekend?
Hey, I saw Hellboy, and I love that film. Guillermo del Toro is a genius. Ron Perlman is another Hellboy without
That's
those
true.
Two movies.
That's
so
true.
I don't know what you're talking about. I love Hellboy.
Nice. Well, listen, Professor Barry, we just wanted to, I'm glad you called, because we wanted to make sure you were doing okay. I know you're a busy man up there at the college. How's everything going up there at the University of Hawaii?
It's going good. You know, I don't know what you're talking about, because I show up to that podcast. Every single time I show up, the lights are off, there's no one there, and I'm just like, screw this. And I go to Paradise Video, and I go off. So I don't know. You guys are standing me up.
You should start a podcast with Paradise Video.
I don't know what's going on.
You should start a podcast with Paradise Video, man.
Yeah,
that would be an awesome podcast. Awesome.
You guys could call it Behind the Beaded Curtain.
Of course you disgusting bastard.
What's going on that podcast?
Well, listen, Professor Barry, really quick,
what did you think of Shazam?
Ooh.
I love Shazam. Shazam was fun.
Wow, see? Would you consider that one of the better comic book movies of the last decade?
No, I would honestly say that about Glass. I would definitely say that about Glass.
Wow.
But I know you guys talked about that months ago, so we don't have to talk about Glass. But no, I love Shazam. I think Zachary Levi's performance is wonderful, and I think that's in large part why the movie works. There is such a goofy innocence and such a comic warmth to what he does. I think the movie really succeeds mostly because of what he does. The movie's too long, and I like the film, but it's 132 minutes. I think it could have been fine at 100 minutes. I love that the movie is about foster care, but I think the subplot about the mother, as well done as it is, I think they could have lost that, because I don't think it really added much to the movie. I think the film makes its point very clearly that the family unit that is created there is a really volatile and really powerful presence for this boy's life. I don't think you need the scene with the mother. And not only that, but the first two scenes of the movie are so depressing. And don't get me wrong, I admire that they did, because this movie does go very dark in a way that's very surprising for most people. But I don't know that we need two tragic scenes on top of each other. The film does take a little while to get started.
Right.
Zachary Levi doesn't show up for about, 40 minutes?
Yeah.
And I think that's probably a little too long, I think. But and I swear to you, this is coming from someone who really likes the movie a lot. But I do think I think it could have been a lot tighter than it is, but I do like the film.
Well, listen, we appreciate that review on that. And I do have one question for you, Professor Barry, kind of controversial. How long is this rift between you and the Cinema Scholar going to go on? Because you guys have not agreed on movies lately.
Reviews?
And so I can see there's a bit of tension in the air that he's starting to I guess voice his displeasure with your reviews lately. How can we bridge this gap and get you guys back to being good friends?
Well, you know, as long as Aaron is on that show, I'm not going to be on that show.
Nice. That's very good. Well, listen, Professor Barry.
I did see you today, Barry. You were at Pinatas, but you didn't say hi to me.
Oh, shoot.
Well, do the psycho music. Do the psycho music.
Oh, that's right. That's because he was looking at you through the window.
No, and I was making copies for somebody, and the copy machine's right by the window, and here I see Barry coming up to Pinatas, and I'm like knocking on the window.
He was, he was trying to ignore you.
He's like, you gave that Dumbo way too.
I didn't know you were knocking at the window. That is like the saddest story I think I've ever heard.
That's like a scene out of an 80s.
I didn't hear you knocking at the window like
why does he reject
at the end of The Graduate. I'm sorry.
Well, listen, Professor Barry, thank you so much for joining us. Professor Barry will be joining us, by the way, in
one
May.
Day. I think we should all leave in solidarity with Barry.
Yeah. One day.
We should all walk
Professor
out.
Barry
until
Professor
A-Rod's
Barry
not
has been very busy, been working on a lot of stuff. He'll be joining us in May for
in
a special
May?
Podcast. Yeah,
I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't. Neither
for
can
May?
I. I'm super excited.
Jesus.
I'm not coming.
I'm super excited. Well, listen, Professor Barry, we just want to tell you we love you. We miss you here on the show, and thanks for calling in, my friend.
Yeah,
thanks.
Man.
I love you too, guys. In all seriousness, I miss being there.
For sure. And we can't wait to have you back on the show very, very soon.
Fantastic. Well, I look forward to watching this episode now. So hey,
well, trust me, it's amazing. You're gonna like it.
It's because
see you, Barry.
All right, see you, Barry.
See you, Barry.
All right, take care, guys. Thanks
all right,
so
bye-bye.
Much. Good night.
Apparently someone else is calling. Nerdwatch Hotline, hello.
Hey, this is Format.
Hey, this is Format. I was wondering if you could get back to the people that are actually on the show.
Hey.
Bye.
All right.
Hey, turn down your radio.
Hey,
you're like some kind of internet wizard.
Professor Barry's on the show. He's always welcome.
You totally haxered us.
But anyway, I wanted to get to him because he was calling. Let me get to my quick review of Hellboy really quick.
Let's hear what Aaron has to say.
Yeah. That wasn't done.
All right, you weren't done? Oh, okay. Aaron, what was your take on Hellboy?
I can't not hate the movie. Like, I think Alika thinks I didn't like it, but I did like it.
Okay, cool. You
know, he was trying so hard to hate the movie.
Wait,
that's
can't,
what I got out of
you
that.
Can't well, not hate it means you can hate it.
The easiest way
like,
to say
I totally hated the
it
movie.
It actually means you're compelled to hate it. I don't think I like where you're going
the easiest
with this
way
Aaron.
To sum it up, it's a guilty pleasure.
For sure, for sure.
Why do you
did you like
guilty?
The performances?
He watches it in the closet. Oh, he sits in the closet and watches it.
There is a lot of problems,
man, don't
granted.
Feel guilty about nothing.
But I give it a pass because it's one of those movies where the studio just hacked it up. You know, they told Neil Marshall, direct it. And then after he was done, he had no say in the film.
There was a couple of really good interviews with Mike Mignola that was very telling about the process. And while it is chaotic and hectic and it's getting hacked up and beat up by, committees or whatever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Mike Mignola is still working really closely with this. The source material is from the comic. You don't get that often.
For sure.
You certainly don't get it in a Marvel movie.
No. Wow.
Look. Thor has four circles on his chest. That's all I want. Iron Man's suit, he built it himself.
Yeah,
the
movie
whatever.
Had 16 producers. That's like insane.
That's what I think. It had 16 producers. It seemed like it had 16 writers
They
on
listed
it
Mike Mignola as a producer. It's like, why?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
So
they're
you
like you want to be called a producer? No, everybody knows you're not producing this movie.
They want to spread the blame around.
Yeah, I think they do. So did you like it, though?
It's not,
yeah.
It's everybody's fault.
God.
I mean,
you know, you can't
didn't
you
not
can't
like
disagree
it.
That there's problems.
I believe
but,
that's what he said.
You know, it's one of those movies where the studio just took it over and hacked it up. And
wow. Really,
but I still enjoyed it. It was still a fun movie. You know,
a lot of people said they lost this movie at the opening scene. And I read that before I went to see the movie. And I went into the opening scene. I was like, what's wrong with opening with some exposition and showing why they cut the lady up? It's like, what's the problem with that stuff? Like everybody, like it sounded like
they cut a lady
somebody
up.
Crapped in their mouth while they were watching it. Like they were,
it was like
so upset.
It was like oh, and then also the Transformers were there.
They were at the Knights Templar.
The Knights Templar. Hellboy.
You would have liked it a lot more.
I would have.
Hellboy.
The Witwickins. Yeah, I'm totally
the
there, bro.
You're so stupid.
I'm so there at the Witwickins.
That's
awesome.
Super stupid.
One of the big things I missed though was that
sorry,
David Harbour didn't have like the physical comedy. Ron Perlman did.
Mm.
You know, like in the first one, where
I kind of like David Harbour's tone.
No, that's true.
Right? And then he tells the British, here, hold this while I go.
I think yeah. Ron,
that kind of stuff.
Ron Perlman's a little really... too 90s on the nose action edgy dude stuff, and I really like David Harbour because he was like kind of a social reject. He played that angle very well of Hellboy, that he had this sense that he wanted to belong to this world. He knew about this world. It's actually the only world he knew, you know. And then and this is the thing is, like, I understand where there's problems with the movie, like when they start turning the movie where Hellboy's like, why don't you guys like monsters? I'm a monster. Like that, I understand that's ridiculous. Okay. That was like
stupid.
But the fact that they met that secret society and, you know, the origin with Arthur and everything. It was still fun to go on that ride, and it was a total sidetrack, and I really don't even mind that. It was just fun to be there. Like, as I'm watching this movie, and they cram so much comic material into this movie that it was just like, why are they doing this nice thing for us comic fans? You know, it was like, because I knew it was a studio job, and you're thinking it's just going to be total crap.
Which is right below a hand job.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. You just add brilliantly to the program.
It's really disappointing.
Those Clive Barker looking
monsters at the end?
Well,
super awesome. Cool.
But yeah, and Baba Yaga was really unsettling to watch. I don't like CG animation, and it was heavily CG'd, not very realistic, but it was very stylized, and I really enjoyed
that portion. It's interesting because I think, as far as what I thought of the film, I think that the movie was a mess. Exposition-wise, story-wise, I think the movie was a mess. It seemed like it was.
Comics are just exposition.
It seemed like the logic wasn't there. They were hiding Hellboy, and then they weren't hiding Hellboy. It was kind of all over the place.
I'll agree with you on the logic side.
Yeah, the logic side didn't make sense. But here's the thing: it's one of those movies that didn't make sense to me at all. But they'd be cramming so much stuff into this movie, and putting in so much exposition at a breakneck pace that it just became kind of exhausting. But by the end of the movie, though, I was really entertained by it. I mean, it is. I have to say that Aaron's right. I think it is a guilty pleasure. But there are a lot of things wrong with the movie, but I did enjoy it for what it was. I thought the weakest thing, other than the story, was I thought that Mila Jovovich was not a very good Blood Queen. I didn't find her convincing, nor scary, or anything. I didn't think she was very good. So if there was a weak point to the story, I didn't like her.
The terminology, guilty pleasure.
It means that I shouldn't like it.
Why? You thought it was stupid.
Why shouldn't you like it?
I don't know, because...
It's okay to like things, Greg.
It's a movie. It's like a movie that's not good, but then yet,
right? It's a movie that's not good, but
no, I know what the term means.
It's charming.
I don't understand why you guys feel like you can't. You're not supposed to like it.
I think it's not that you're not supposed to like it.
Called the people who liked it stupid, so then they don't want to look stupid.
No, it has to do with the fact that it's one of those films where all of these. I would probably critique it even harder, other films, for having the same problems, but yet this film I'm not critiquing tough.
Yeah,
it's one of those things where I'm like, I enjoyed it for what it is, even for its flaws, I really enjoyed it. At the very end of the film, I was really entertained by it. And some movies I don't like.
That's all you have to say. You don't have to say it was a guilty.
It is.
I felt naughty for watching it.
Because
the Blood Queen wasn't
bra. Because I'd be critical of the same things in other movies, and I would give them disappointing scores for that. So to be fair, at the very, like I said, I have to be fair, and I have to say that even though there are problems with this movie, and there are a lot of glaring problems, I liked the movie at the end, or I enjoyed it for what it was. It turned off my brain and just was entertained by it. So, overall,
I don't know why you have to add the extra then. Just stop right there.
Can I ask, as someone who hasn't seen it yet?
Yes.
You can
ask us anything.
Okay. So what makes it different from the previous ones, besides obviously?
There's a lot of things.
A lack of art.
Well, does it add?
There's no.
Does it add to the storyline where you feel like you understand the Hellboy universe?
Let's put it this way. If this was your first film, right, you are thrust into the Hellboy universe with no sense of what the hell was going on. So you are really thrust into the universe, and it almost seems as if you should know who Hellboy is. By the beginning of the movie. They don't. This is not a reboot or anything. Apparently, they said that this is the third Hellboy movie. And
so shouldn't you?
Yeah. So you are really thrilled. Well, it's been so long since the last one, which was 2008. We're talking over 11 year. We're talking 11 years.
I had to wait 14 years for a new Kingdom Hearts game. Are you serious?
Well, listen, a lot
you
of
couldn't wait that long for a 2-hour movie.
Attention spans are not what they used to be, and for people to forget Golden Army and things like that. You are really thrust into this world, and it can be a little bit taxing.
And didn't Alika say the whole first part is all exposition?
I don't think so. I didn't think it was exposition at all. Matter of fact, it was just completely confusing. It's in medieval times,
and they explain why the Blood Queen gets parted and put into treasure chests. And well, that's the whole...
Right.
I mean, that's generally the main arc of the story.
It's like the beginning of Transformers The Last Knight, so I liked that part. It was fun. So I was okay with that. But the part that I got
This isn't a reboot, because they kind of tell his origin... Again, you know, the whole birth of
they retell it, but it's not too dissimilar.
What's interesting though is that this is the film.
It's not a reboot, but they retell.
No, that's what I'm asking
because
he said.
That's what I'm saying.
Sequel,
it's that,
so I'm
because remember that this it? When it was when it was originally planned, both Guillermo del Toro and Ron Perlman were on board with the movie.
Uh-huh.
Universal had lost the rights to it. Lionsgate picked it up, and they were ready to do a third film. Apparently, Guillermo del Toro and Ron Perlman had some very serious creative differences with the people at Lionsgate and the producers on the film, and they walked. So what we got here was kind of like it was as if there were just, like you said, there were 16 producers on this thing, and it seemed like they didn't know where to go. But yet, for some reason, whoever edited this thing together, even though it was completely confusing and off the wall and just bang, 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 by the end of the movie, you were somewhat entertained.
I'm surprised more comic fans aren't stepping up to defend it.
A lot of comic fans hate it.
I understand that what...
It's because it's Suicide Squad ruined it for us. They're like, we tried...
And that's the problem. I actually...
Suicide Squad. If you're going to equate something, I would say that this is much better than Suicide Squad.
But I mean, like, a lot of comic book fans came to, like... You know, like, oh, this is kind of like a comic book. Like, it sort of feels like Suicide Squad feels like a comic book. It's got a lot of bonkers stuff. It's all off the wall.
And that's kind of how I took Suicide Squad, though it was actually packaged more like a movie anyways.
Yeah.
Though Hellboy isn't really trying to be cinema or film or whatever, even though it's on film.
Sure.
And whatever I'm saying doesn't make sense. But it seems like it was just made... with comic people in mind, you know?
It almost feels as if the guy...
Like you're saying, you're thrust into this world. It's like, they're assuming we know who Hellboy is.
Yes.
It's like, if you're a comic fan, you do.
Right.
And I think they kept comic people in mind. Maybe it was to their detriment, but I appreciated it. I really enjoyed myself in the theater. I don't think there was ever a point in the movie where I was like, even with the things that I saw as problems or maybe ridiculous or maybe, you know, a little off, I was still all the way on board, you know?
All I wanted Hellboy to do was to take a breath for like 5 minutes.
No way, man.
Just breathe for a second.
I'm glad it didn't, because guess what? They're probably not going to get another chance, and I'm glad we got all of that in one.
And that's the thing, is that I love Neil Marshall's work.
We're not going to get the sequels that they teased at the end.
The director is a great director. He directed The Descent. I don't know if any of you guys have seen that before. Francine, you should watch it. It's amazing.
What?
The Descent. Very good movie. If you haven't seen, of course, Doomsday and what was the other Neil Marshall? Centurion and Dog Soldiers. You guys should see
Dog
his
Soldiers.
Other
Soldiers. He directed Dark Soldiers.
Dog Soldiers was his. Dog Soldiers is great.
I remember that sounds like lots of fun.
It is. It's very good.
Hard.
It's very good. But
I think that the movie was good for comic book fans. I think that it was a comic book. I think that they put a lot of stuff in there. I think that this is one of those things where, like, the original Superman script was 500 pages.
Yeah.
I think
Mario Puzo's, but at least there's one vision behind it, and that was Mario Puzo's.
I think that when Kevin Smith wanted to do his Superman movie, he stuffed everything in there, too. And I think that this movie just kind of suffered from... Look, we've got like 4 hours of script. We're gonna film it all,
yeah,
and then we're gonna edit it together and post and see what works, and then we're gonna give it to,
yeah,
we're gonna get, we're
I
gonna
can see
get,
that,
and then we're gonna put the special effects in.
I can see that,
and I think that it, you know, it, I don't think it ever really fully congealed, because it was a mess, and it wasn't easy for you to really get into the movie.
Yeah,
like, you know, like I never really suspended my disbelief long enough to be like, okay, yeah, no, I'm into this.
Right.
And I think that's why that comes from the messy editing.
Right. No, you're right. Because there's never a time in my where I'm sitting in my seat and I sit up and I'm like,
yeah,
I never do that in the movie once.
There's a lot of.
Have you
really
ever done that in a movie?
Yes.
I've never seen
Shazam.
You do that.
I did that in the movie.
I've never seen you stand up in the theater.
Not stand up. You shift in your seat because you're very interested. And you
just,
lean
it's
forward.
It's a slight shift. You got to be very perceptive.
You got to be very perceptive.
But that's,
I've never seen him do that.
I think that's other than that, like I think that the movie.
I got up and cheered several times during this movie.
Yeah, but I think
Todd
that
is my witness.
And
you were having fun too. Don't
and I
like
I'm not
having fun,
no, I'm not. So. I'm not trying to say that I didn't have fun at the. To
you
not,
call him out, Alika.
I will.
No, I'm not. Hey, I had fun at the original Super Mario Brothers movie. I'm not gonna. I'm
shame.
I'm not. You know, right? I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna try
I had
to
fun at that one too.
I'm not gonna
I
back.
Love John Leguizamo.
Yeah, I'm not gonna backpedal though. I mean, I'm not gonna say salmon. That this movie wasn't
John Liquid Salmon.
I think that a lot of people like Gannon are
Johnny
gonna
Lakes.
Come to it and be sort of disappointed that they didn't get that third Guillermo del Toro movie. Like, what if this? What if this was the next movie that he made after he won the Oscar for Shape of Water?
That would have been cool.
I mean, you know, he's coming off an Oscar win for Shape of Water, and then they finally get the Hellboy 3 together, and they finally get the budget that they want, and they go off and they make this wonderful, beautiful, artistic comic book
movie.
Now
you're making me feel bad for liking this one.
No, I mean, but that would
See,
be.
That
I
makes
mean,
sense because then it's a guilty pleasure.
And then that's it.
that's guilty.
So that's
because actually, you know, but I'm gonna be straight up because I already said this and I'm sticking to my guns. Is this is a better first Hellboy than Guillermo del Toro's first Hellboy?
Wow,
to
that's...
me, I have zero distinct memories of the first Hellboy by you know it wasn't. Memorable. The second one.
You don't remember that guy that died and like a lot of blood came out of him and then the dude came out of the blood?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't remember any
Seen
of that. It. Wow, that's crazy.
Seen
and like
everything.
A ton of blood.
But the Golden
dude.
Army, yes. The Golden Army was very distinctive and I'm just like all those robot creatures and elf things and it was, you know, it was very entrancing and visual.
Tom Cruise as an elf? Yeah, that was nice.
I will say
and
this.
Abe Sapien was stepped up a notch too in the second movie and all of that stuff matters to me. Is
spoilers.
You know.
There's no Abe in the new Hellboy.
Shut up.
Well, anyway, I will say this.
His hand is in
there's,
it.
I think that this comic book movie is very Marvel formulaic, though. There's a lot more humor. I think that was kind of just
well,
that was put there. You know.
Well, first, I just want to go with the simple stuff. Funny, if you want to talk about Marvel formulaic, like they actually sat in the production room and were like, "We got to copy these guys step for step," mm-hmm. because that. Is evident in the way they did two stingers, a mid-credit and an end credits. I mean, that is Marvel's trademark. Yeah. Nobody else had done that before or after.
Were they eating shawarma?
They were. Hellboy was eating shawarma.
Hellboy was eating shawarma with
that's
Lobster Johnson.
He was, absolutely.
Good for them.
I think one other big problem I thought didn't need to be. It almost felt like it was or was trying to be Deadpool, in a sense, a little bit, and I didn't think it needed to be. It just needed to be Hellboy, and I thought that was kind of a...
I kind of feel like they wrote this movie as a PG-13 movie,
yeah.
And then they started making it, and they're like, hey, you guys can make this R, and they're like, oh, okay, let's do all this R-rated stuff. We're going to put all the gore in for the special effects, and then,
correct.
You know, we're going to drop a couple of F-bombs here and there.
Yeah.
And I felt like a late addition to me.
I'm going to say I really appreciated that during the giant hunt scene.
Yeah,
at the very least.
I will say for a movie...
That was great as an R-rated scene.
It wasn't that funny, though.
Yeah, you know...
I like the end credits. The end credits scene was hilarious.
I thought it was funny where
Lobster,
it had to be.
Lobster Johnson.
I say there was a lot more CG blood than I was expecting in this movie, too. Like, CG blood. And I was like, that was weird. So, I don't know.
Well, they spoiled most of that in that R super R-rated trailer.
Nice.
That's
Princess G. Willikers.
That's going on the Facebook page.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's looking like a snack.
I don't tear anything out of my notebook. So.
Wow. Oh, but she just couldn't stand to have anything G-money based in there.
I appreciate that.
Greg.
You're so dainty.
I know.
I know.
Like
I was.
I'm a little freaked out because I'm sort of attracted to you as a photo.
I
picture now.
I know. You're always attracted to me. Anyway.
Can you borrow that?
I will say this. I'm gonna tell you something that I will give this a Nerd Watch. The Hellboy will get a Nerd Watch recommend from me. If I had to give it a star rating, I'd give it a good. Give it on the good side, a 2.5 star. With all the mistakes in it and things I didn't like, I still give it a 2.5 stars. But it's a good side of the 2.5.
Oh, so
it's
like fun. Like an in-game rating.
Wow, hasn't even come out yet, bro. So just relax.
Are you sure? Because I saw the spoilers, so I already know what's gonna happen.
I want to know what Alika has. I want to know what his star rating is.
I had fun, man.
Five stars.
You gotta make fun of me for giving
I'm
it.
I'm not. I just want to know what you're gonna give it.
4 stars.
Very, very good. Okay, good.
I had fun the entire time.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, you know, rip into him. Because you know you want to.
Yeah, no. He's,
because I'm not a three-year-old and
Alika's opinion is garbage. I could
enjoy all the money they pumped into it without tearing it apart and making myself hate it.
It's like
the same
he's
time.
A child and I just wave something shiny in his face. And he's like, ooh, this is cool. But no, I'm just.
When is that happening?
I don't know. You don't. You seem to cut Hellboy a lot of slack, but I didn't see you cutting any slack to the X-Men Dark Phoenix trailer. So what's up with
X-Men
that, bro?
Hot garbage.
See, look at that. Well, you got to turn your brain off, man, and have a good time.
I will. I love Magneto and turtlenecks. That's actually a very cerebral enjoyment for me. I don't need to turn off my brain for that. Thank you very much.
You know, I was happy to buy your ticket for Hellboy. Especially seeing how much you enjoyed it, I am definitely buying you a ticket for Dark
Phoenix. Yes, yes.
So you can come watch.
Hey, fun fact: I've gone to every single okay. Fox X-Men movie yes. opening night. Anyways,
you'll be there for
so,
Dark Phoenix
from yeah. the first one.
That's right. You should have heard him when he was in
I've
Apocalypse
in
with Jim Lee.
One.
He's like,
hey, Jim Lee said the exact same. I was the one walking him to his Uber. And I spent, you know, a few minutes after the movie with him, and I was like, you know, what'd you think? And he said exactly what I thought, and I was like, thank you, Jim. I mean, he is the reason the X-Men, I mean, it's impossible to revive a series that is already popular, and it was legendary before Jim Lee got on at the X-Men. It was, you know, it was John Byrne and Mark Silvestri and Chris Claremont, and it was just like the most iconic universe, and they took this Stan Lee Kirby creation and just jacked it up a million fold, and how can you get better than that? And then Jim Lee comes in and he's like, here you go.
Wow, and he dusts Chris Claremont and Silvestri and
no,
everybody.
No, Chris Claremont was actually a part of it, so. But
he just.
And so that's a feat, you know, and that's why the X-Men were so solid in the 90s. Like, everybody was on the X-Men because they were perfect. It was perfection. It was a glowing, shining gem of comic goodness.
Yeah, X-Men before those people? Mm-hmm. Garbage.
It's true. No, I completely agree.
There's really no X-Men before Claremont.
Is Professor G. Willikers an X-Men?
And, no. Well, and put it this way, the timing of the X-Men movie
He's
announcement,
definitely
DJ Kiavikane is chiming in. Me and DJ are on the same wavelength, especially when it comes to Jim Lee X-Men, is the 90s was the rise of the X-Men. It was like this blockbuster series becoming even better than it ever was before. And that was the Jim Lee X-Men. The animated series was, of course, based on the Jim Lee X-Men series. And the timing of the movie announcement, you know, Wizard Magazine would do these dream castings and they would always show them next to the actual comic costumes because we didn't know that movie studios could be so cruel and put people in black leather suits instead of comic costumes before the X-Men movies. But we sure learned our lesson. But, you know, that DJ is saying, you know, before those movies came out, the timing was lining up to where we were like expecting the Jim Lee X-Men in the movies. And then it would have been like a nonstop explode. The Fox studio could have had what Disney had. They had that kind of momentum behind the X-Men properties. And they were like, let me Bryan Singerize this, bring it to they widened the audience. It wasn't the comic fans that were necessarily loving. I mean, they were paying for their tickets too, and they were going to see this movie, but they were not loving these movies. The people who were loving these movies were not comic fans. They were people who were discovering this property for the first time and like,
ooh,
this
is
something new.
That's kind of the point, though. I mean, you want...
I understand that's the point.
But you said that about Iron Man like 2 weeks ago, that like the whole point of these Iron Man movies was that...
No, Iron Man was different. It's like they weren't beloved. They weren't excellent,
right, but
the cream of the
but
crop.
There was nobody.
Why are you trying to turn my point against me on Iron Man?
Because he's making
that's a complete.
I
my
can't
point was
this.
Actually completely opposite.
Todd makes a good point.
It's not a good point. I was saying nobody cared about Iron Man before it came out. That's a complete opposite point that I made.
But the same. But the same. Thing
everybody cared about the X-Men before.
But
it came
the same
out.
Thing goes is that there weren't these X-Men movies were made for non X-Men comic book fans,
right?
And the Iron Man movies were made for non Iron Man comic book fans.
Yet they decided to leave in the fantastic elements of the comics and somehow placate the comic fans at the same time.
He didn't go to Vietnam. That he went to Afghanistan.
You're talking like that's an important aspect of the comic. Like, who cares about that aspect?
Well, but I'm just saying.
You're just saying to be a jerk. But what I'm saying is we had comic accurate costumes for the first time ever, and that's why it was so successful. That is why it's so successful.
Whiplash was not a comic accurate costume.
That's the greatest J. Jonah Jameson ever.
Fox X-Men are better than
Whiplash from Iron Man 2.
Oh, I can never tell with your stupid ironic jokes. Where are you going with it? Whiplash was not comics accurate. Whatever.
I think Fox X-Men deserves a lot of credit for getting people into the X-Men universe. And by the way, Fox X-Men
They brought him into the wrong universe.
It's better than comics. Fight me, bro.
Oh, I will fight you. I'm literally going to punch you in the face when this podcast is over.
I mean, I don't want to. But Fox did what the MCU is doing to the.
Yeah, but the MCU did it. A way in comic fans can respect. No right. comic fan.
I don't
want
to go too crazy into this, but I will say this: you guys got to remember, X-Men came out at a time when comic book movies were not exactly looked upon as the big budget phenomenon that they are now.
No, they had Batman and Robin before that.
Remember.
And you know, it's
thanks for making my point, Todd.
Well, but it's interesting because Hollywood,
after that they had Blade, and Blade kind of single-handedly saved the superhero
movie.
And
Blade
genre.
I think still does not get enough credit for what it did
Hollywood,
for Marvel Comics.
Hollywood in general also, Blade, over the entire history of cinema has an interesting relationship with comic book
not
properties
a
and movies.
Accurate costume.
Oh, for Blade?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I've seen Blade's original costume.
Yeah, but that was good.
It's pretty hype.
It
I
was
like
all
it.
Black.
Actually, you want to see a comics accurate Blade? Watch the Venture Brothers.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I've never watched the Venture Brothers, but someone showed me a still of that, and it's exactly right. Yeah.
Jared Leto is going to be Mobius.
He is. He's going to be Mobius.
Can't wait for the comics.
DJ wants to call in so bad right now. Hey, when I start raging about Jim Lee X-Men, I at least know DJ is going to.
Well, DJ Cavicani, of course, is the local comic book artist that will be.
And then he did Wildcats, which actually matters.
Ooh, DJ?
I'll tell you. No, Jim Lee.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Thank you.
But just on that note, real quick, the Wildcats animated series, which came out a little at the same time as the X-Men animated series, is actually pretty good. I've been watching it lately.
Nice.
But DJ Cavicani, we just did a banner of issue 5 of Exilian, his original comic.
He'll be coming to the Maui Comics and Collectibles in May.
May 18th,
and he'll be
so
here.
So we got some time for you guys to get prepped.
Signing comics and
psychologically prepared.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Oh, DJ is coming in May. Professor Barry is going to do a podcast in May.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
My calendar's full.
I'm leaving the island.
When?
May 14th, maybe.
For what?
Denver Comic Con.
For good?
No, yeah. I got voted off.
Todd's leaving the island.
Todd's leaving the island for good.
I thought I had the Howley vote, but I didn't even have the Howley vote. Like, they were like,
he's
no,
like
you're
in
out.
LA. He's like, what's up, bros?
Why are you making us look bad? Just stay in your lane, bro.
Well, Todd, it was good while it lasted, bro.
Yeah.
It's good while it lasted. But yes, please join us in May. DJ Calvin Conner will be here. Professor Barry will be on the show as well. And, of course,
pencil it in.
We do have to check in with two people. First, let's check in with Francine, the franchise. Francine in the house. How have you been? We haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. How are you doing?
How many of you are there?
There's Oh, apparently I've got
so
like
how can you be a franchise?
She's a franchise.
She's selling her likeness.
So what have you been up to? Girlfriend?
I've been working a lot.
Girlfriend.
Oh, it's girl talk. We're at the G-spot.
Yes, we are.
And he still can't find it.
I can't find it.
Can't find yourself.
So how's life treating you? What's been going on? You've been keeping up with any nerdy stuff?
I finished watching season 2 of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Wow. You are committed to that series. Did you appreciate it?
No, I hated it.
Wow.
Do you hate watch it?
I hate watch it.
Do you hate watch it?
That's awesome.
Oh, and at the end of every episode, I punch the air.
That's what I do to Fox X-Men.
So wait a minute. So
no yellow spandex. Oh!
So the news, the Chilling Tales of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the one on Netflix. Uh-huh.
With Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah. Yeah, right. What's wrong with it? Is there?
Well, I don't enjoy it. I watch it.
Aesthetically, I like it. I think it's, I love the costumes. I love the set design. All the little details, I think, are really amazing.
Guilty pleasure.
But yeah,
see, there it is.
She doesn't feel good about watching it.
I don't feel good.
It.
I feel, I feel like I'm.
And get something out of it.
Become like
what you guys are explaining is something completely different.
More horrible person for watching it.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. So that's all you.
Well, I don't like the. I don't like the writing. I don't like the dialogue between people. I don't like that they don't do any sort of research when it comes to like listing demons. It seems like you're just. To me, it seems like. Hopefully this isn't, maybe this is, I mean, maybe this is totally offensive, but it seems like it's a Christian writer writing about satanic,
Archie
and
was
occult stuff.
Originally printed by Christian.
No, it was, but do you think Sabrina would be written by somebody who has those kind of values?
It just seems like they're just pulling out of the air anything that can be considered occult and putting it together without it really doing any type.
For example,
when they start to list demons,
Azazel.
They're just listing like really pagan gods or anything, and not even all of them are
accurate.
There's a lot of things that contradict. Like, oh my God, she even says one day, like one of the episodes, "Not today, Satan." And I was just like, come on, like that's.
Today is the day, Satan.
Well, and Satan is supposed to be their dark lord, and she's just so hell-bent against it, and there's this prophecy. It just drives me crazy. So
that's what I say, church.
Are they trying to Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I would think that they had some money on it. Like, the set design and everything seems really, like, thoughtful. But then, like, the special effects just seem a little bit like 90s Buffy, like a little cheap.
If there's Jesus stuff in the Sabrina the Teenage Witch show, I want to watch it now.
You should. I think there's Mormons that are angels.
Yes! Sweet. That's what I say at church all the time. Not today, Satan. Not today.
Maybe tomorrow.
And I don't understand why Satan always has
feeling
to be portrayed
cute.
By an Englishman. Like, just because he has...
It's because Englishmen are evil.
No, they're nasty people. They're not that...
Germans are evil.
Germans are evil, yes. It's true.
Englishmen are
1940s
sophisticated.
Germans are evil.
That's right, they are.
Germans aren't... That's right. They're not Nazis anymore. We're the Nazis.
All right,
so there are things that have just bothered me. So anyways, that's what I've been doing.
Are you hate recommending it to everybody then?
No, I mean... Oh, no, I don't. The other thing I have been watching is The Act on Hulu.
I kind of want to watch that.
That's right up your alley. That's what you like.
Yeah.
Swan.
Is it good?
It's a slow build. I'm waiting for the last couple of episodes.
I ruined it because I watched the documentary like a couple years ago when it was out on HBO. That doc was insane. Oh my gosh. It's really excellent.
It's one of my favorite solved true crime stories in the United States.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I'm from what I've heard too, and I haven't seen the documentary you're talking about, but from what I've heard, Gypsy Rose didn't really give them permission to tell her story.
No.
So, like, I'm wondering how much of it is embellished because it does get a little like Hollywood as far as like sexual and stuff like that. And I'm wondering. How
watch the doc because they actually go into some very interesting details. It's very cool. So definitely check it out.
I will.
All right. Well, listen. Thanks, Francine.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
The franchise. Nice to have you here. I'll call you that from now on.
Okay, if you want to.
Yeah.
I'll call you a G. Willikers.
Yes.
It's also time to check in with the man with a huge sack of hard media.
Is that elephantitis?
It's a dry sack.
It's a dry...
I'm pretty sure they have a cream for that.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Or Gold Bond.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to check in, find out what's new this week in hard media. Aaron, sir, what can we expect... In your huge white sack.
Oh, Aaron, give me your wet sack of hard media.
You shouldn't really get that
Aaron,
sack wet.
Suck it to me.
There's actually media in there.
I don't even know where to start. No.
Start at the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, I only see one movie in front of you, and it blows.
Well, for my sake.
Well.
Were you trying to end on that one?
It's a start.
Actually, I have another one, but I have to order it.
Start with A, because you're Aaron.
You own your mute.
Don't throw him off his game. Let him finish.
DC has a new animated movie, Justice League, The Fatal Five.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Well done, Aaron.
Don't watch
him. Who's next?
No, he's not done.
It's a movie that I think all of you gave good reviews to. The Kid.
Who would be king?
The kid who would be king.
I was looking for that.
That is.
Did you get to watch it? Because I know you want.
No, I want to. I was gonna buy
it. It's wonderful.
I was just gonna go up and buy it. I never.
It's wonderful. Blind buy it. It's worth a blind buy. It's cool.
Blind buy.
Mm-hmm.
Like with your eyes closed.
I feel like that last scene with all the demons. They could have gone rated R with it.
They could have.
A la Hellboy.
Mm-hmm. What else,
Aaron? They could have gone basement.
Aaron,
fiction.
Be a little more charismatic. The camera's like right on you. That's why.
Don't do that.
Go be like, hello, everybody.
Hi, 4K fans. The Karate Kid's on 4K.
Oh, Karate Kid's on 4K.
That camera's like right up your nostrils. Whoa.
Trim your nose hairs, bro.
It's a good look for you.
Yeah.
Nostrils.
See what else?
Nostril
Darkness.
Oh, that terrible movie.
Nostril Darkness.
Nostril Darkness.
A terrible movie called Glass came out.
Whoa!
Oh,
hang
Barry
on, bro.
Is not going to like that you said that.
Not at all, man. He's not going to like that at all. That's horrible.
He gave you life. He can take you out. How's that? What's that?
Is
that mom
mother?
Say to their kids?
Is he the Lord Mother?
I can give you life, but I can also take it away.
That's right.
Well, Walmart does have a 3-pack of Glass, Split, and Unbreakable. You do not have
Unbreakable Glass.
Unbreakable Glass? That's pretty awesome.
Unbreakable Split Glass.
No. What's the name of the trilogy?
177.
East Rail 177 trilogy.
Yeah. Shyamalan did it.
Shyamalan
ding dong did it.
Shyamalan.
I actually referred to that in my review. And then again,
DJ wants to be B Ron.
No.
What else is coming out?
He's DJ Ron.
The other one is Keanu Reeves Replicas.
That sounds like a really good
the only one that was in
DJ slash Bojack.
One of the two that was in my sack this week.
Wow, Replicas.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves.
AKA Matrix 4.
AKA Keanu Reeves bangs more robots.
Keanu Reeves is iRobot.
I guess.
Nice.
AKA this is the reason that we're getting a Bill and Ted.
It's true. It's very true.
Anything with Keanu Reeves is awesome.
What else?
So the last one is one I know that you're going to appreciate. And the film company actually started following me on my movie Instagram.
Keanu Reeves.
Which is
Malibu Bay Films. Do you know who that came from?
Shut up. Andy Sedaris.
That's right.
What?
Hard Ticket to Hawaii is getting a Blu-ray.
Shut up. Are you serious? Yeah. That does deserve
a
clap.
It came out today. Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever seen Hard Ticket to Hawaii, Francine?
Oh, it's so
Oh,
bad.
My gosh.
It is awesome.
You would love it.
Story of my life.
It's
trolls too bad.
What kind of ticket?
It's a hard ticket.
Well, Hard Ticket to Hawaii and Malibu Express are getting
that is awesome.
It's a hard ticket.
It's a Hard Ticket to Hawaii. Yes. There is also one movie.
But the even better part is the Hard Ticket to Hawaii has special features.
No.
It has a lot of special features.
Like a director's cut.
I don't think it has the director's cut, which kind of sucks.
If you do get it, make sure.
It comes in a case that's shaped like a Frisbee with the razor,
blades.
But it's awesome because the Malibu Bay Films, Andy Sedaris, film company start following me on my Instagram.
Fantastic. Nice. Well, that's good for you, sir. And listen, if you do get the Hard Ticket to Hawaii Blu-ray, make sure to give Francine so she can watch it.
Well, I have the DVD at home.
I want to do a lo-fi comic book adaption of Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Yeah. That's good.
Like 58 pages.
By the way, you did forget one. Today is a DC comic movie that came out animated. That of course was Justice League. Justice League versus the Fatal Five.
Yeah,
you said that.
Yeah,
I called it the Fatal Five.
Oh,
but
Justice League versus the Fatal Five. I'm sorry.
Pay attention to your show, G.
Why aren't you listening to your
I have no idea
your protege?
I gave up listening to him.
Prodigy.
He's my prodigy. He's my big prodigy. Anyway, boys and girls, anything else before we get the hell out of here tonight? Are we good?
I saw Nostradamus.
Prodigy. What'd you see?
I guess I saw a film. I did see Pet Sematary, which is terrible.
Professor Barry would disagree with you.
Maybe because you've never missed a pet or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's so stupid.
Do you even know what a movie is, Aaron?
Wow, jeez.
There's one part I want to spoil. It's so stupid. You know the original, how it had the sister with the twisted spine and she was bedridden?
Zelda?
So in this one, Zelda, she comes back in this one. She has a bigger part. But somehow she crawls out of bed, gets into a dumbwaiter, and falls down the dumbwaiter and dies.
Cool.
Spoilers!
Sounds
that's
like
how, that's how stupid
that's how you untwist a spine,
that's
bro.
How, You know, they're really catering to comic fans.
Huh? Damn.
Jeez, that was a
hard what was she wearing? Man. Like, was she in tights? Was it a jumpsuit?
She was in
what
her.
Was there any jiggle physics involved with it?
Giggle physics.
She remembers.
Giggle she physics. Remembers.
She said that with a mouthful of Game of Thrones cookie. All right.
Nice.
By the way, that's Game of Thrones, season 8, episode 1.
That, thank you.
Apparently everybody is that snob-ass guy.
Ma, na, 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 na.
Hey, I just
wiener, wiener.
I just came on this podcast to tell everybody that I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Yo, wait up. Wait, hey, what's up, man? Yo, I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Wiener.
I watch Game of Thrones, but I wait until the Blu-ray comes out, and then I binge watch the season.
All right, so my question is,
like an adult.
Was it a good start? I have not watched it.
I read
it.
The books.
Is it a good start?
Like an adult.
I didn't read the books. No,
is it a good start to season 8? Is it good?
Yeah, I mean, it was a slow start. It wasn't...
I've met the author.
There were some... Yeah. There were some fun... You know, stuff we kind of all knew and expected that kind of had to happen in season 8 after watching what happened in season 7.
Like chlamydia?
No chlamydia yet.
Dysentery.
I don't think this is even happening on Earth.
How much incest was in it? There a lot of incest?
There's a good amount of incest.
Okay.
It's enough. It's enough to get you
an average amount of incest.
We lost it. We lost
video
it.
Video died.
Oh, okay.
We lost it. You lost it. We lost it.
Yeah, thanks.
It's lost. Right.
Show's over.
It's not over. It's not over.
Hey, stop telling me to shut up. It's
all right,
really
well, good show, guys.
We're not done yet. But
did
anyway.
Did anybody else watch episode 1?
Oh, I'm waiting for the Blu-ray to come out and watch it like an adult.
I want season 1, episode 0.
Ouchie McGouchie, little bro.
Ouchie McGouchie?
That's a Boy Meets World quote.
Oh, that's my homie there.
Oh, my gosh. So my question is for those that are fans of the Game of Thrones, is it a good start?
Yeah.
Yeah. The very first episode of the first season was a great start.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
You know,
you're not that far back, are you?
I am.
I'm at the Red Wedding.
You finished season 7. Yeah.
I thought it was a White Wedding.
No.
That's Billy Idol.
Billy Idol.
Got it.
Everybody knows that's Billy Joel.
Mm. No, it's not Billy Joel. Come on. Anyway, listen, ladies and gents.
Billy Joel's an Uptown Girl.
I think it's about it for tonight.
You ended the feed. So.
I didn't end the feed. I started it back up. I think there's an issue.
Aaron's already out. He's like, I'm done. You guys keep talking about Barry like he's here.
It's like when you're trying to make cats race and they just start clawing the furniture and leaping the lanes and
this. Hey, by the way. Wait a minute. This week, is there any movies this week, Aaron, that we got to know about?
He's watching.
I don't know. Endgame?
I feel like I watched something.
Endgame
else.
Is next week, brother.
That's this week, bro.
Endgame is not this week, pal.
This, yeah.
It's not, buddy.
Yeah.
No, and we lost the feed, so I can't do it away.
The 24th.
Oh, well. 27th. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Ooh, tell us about the fundraiser you're having here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to be doing this weekend. We're having the
trade. Is it this
night.
Weekend?
Yeah. Aw.
When is that?
You're not coming.
No, I was going to bring a gift certificate for you to auction off.
Mm.
Ooh. Why would you do that?
To help Maui Comics.
I want Alika to stay in business.
So. I don't know if you noticed, but you guys all kind of hang out here. Well, follow everybody's just asking.
What's that a gift certificate for, Francine?
It would be for tattoos.
Wow.
And a tickle session?
Where?
Maybe.
Wow.
They call it an old fashioned.
Which is more expensive?
How do I get this voucher?
Tickle session is definitely more expensive.
It's got to be, right? Definitely more expensive.
A tickle session.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry I said it. It was obviously a joke, but
no, because now I'm really thinking about it.
Now I have to think about it. Now I'm like,
she's got a pricing schedule.
I'm really thinking about it.
Include the gratuity into the price.
It's like,
it?
Look, you got to look at the logistics. You can't expect someone to like tickle a stranger's foot after it's been in their shoe all day. You know,
I mean,
it's like, let's be practical.
I can tickle you with needles.
Maybe like
that's kind of what I do.
Wow! Holy cannolis.
I actually got to meet a satisfied client of Francine's.
I've met many satisfied clients.
Yeah, you did. And he was my friend, not yours.
No, he was.
Wow.
He didn't know how good it got until he met me.
Wow, holy cow.
I had a client who had a get from Kihei to Wailea, and Todd just happened to be his Uber driver on the way back.
Oh, wow.
We got to fight over him for a while.
We talked about.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. He came out from L.A. to play golf for 4 days straight and get a tattoo.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Was it a good tattoo? What'd you give him?
It was
the
his
best tattoo he's ever had.
Wow, look at you. You can't say what it is?
I know what it is.
Privacy.
Oh, yeah? You think you know what it is?
I think it was his daughter's name.
Maybe.
I like how she's being so, maybe, why?
Exactly. I mean,
whatever.
Maybe exactly that. What's
it to? Are you not allowed to talk about your clients on the internet?
It's
my who? What are you talking about?
Your customers at the tickle fight that you put on.
I'm going to rename my store.
All right.
Maui Comics and Tickle Fights.
Wait a minute.
It's artist client privilege.
No, it's Tattoos and Tickle Fights is what it's called. Nice. Nice. Good job. So go see Francine the Franchise for a tattoo.
Franchise, what does that
and
mean?
A tickle fight.
It's a KFC.
I sell my...
You mutate animals so you can make more money from selling weird...
Can I ask a question before we leave? So far, what is the
pink
weirdest?
Slime,
where
does
the where does it where is the weirdest place you've tattooed someone?
Taint. Where on the body?
The trunk of a car. Mm-hmm.
Well, it would be Alika's butt cheeks, but he won't let me tattoo.
Trust me, that would be weird.
No, I haven't done anything like too salacious
no taint
at all.
Twos.
No taint twos. No. I've tattooed a Venus on my friend's hip, like in her bikini area.
Wow. Kinda. Why?
Because she loves my erotic artwork and wanted a Venus.
And she's going to get the bird gina next, right?
Yeah.
You said she's coming back for the bird gina.
She's going to come back for the bird gina.
I hate
that. Really on the other hip, and then she's going to make them go clap.
Yep. Clap, I don't know how she'll break her hips to do that, but it's going to happen. Yeah.
All this sexy talk made Aaron's nose bleed.
It's like scanners.
His head's about to explode. It's going to go soon. Oh! Well, listen.
No, Francine does awesome work.
Thanks.
She does really good stuff.
You guys going to come in and get tattooed?
It doesn't have to be on my butt cheeks, right?
Can I get
it?
You keep making it seem like no matter what I ask for, you're just going to give me a butt cheek tattoo.
It's not now, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to
get
my tattoo refund.
All right. Wow, what are you going to get? You don't know yet?
He's gonna get the Back to the Future tire.
Oh no, he's not. He's gonna try and be hard. He's gonna put Thug Life.
Thug Life.
Oh,
I would get the
flames. I'm gonna take off the tee to be
Thug Life.
Another day, another snuggle.
That's good. I like it. All right. Well, we will be back next week with absolutely nothing to talk about because there's no movies that are coming out.
Teddy Bears in the Hood.
Oh.
There's no movies this week, really.
Who wants to go out?
You know who wants to release something the weekend before Avengers?
We got all these massive announcements, and right before this show too.
What's that?
Trying to remember what any of them were.
That you love us unconditionally. That wasn't one of them. You respect
no, there are conditions.
So much.
There are absolutely conditions. Right.
There's always got to be conditions.
Always. Well, listen, boys and girls, we will be back next week. Same nerd time, same nerd channel.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So until then, of course.
At an earlier time, obviously.
Yes, it's an earlier time. Can you believe it? Unbelievable.
I know. People are still trying to log in.
I know.
Going, hey, oh, what? What do you mean it's over?
Yeah, for real. It's what's happening. So we'll be back next week.
Ending it on
until
us,
then,
us out right now.
Peace out. Much
he's
love. Most assuredly. Always be nerdy. And we'll see you guys next time right here on the show. It's the Nerd Watch. Aloha.